Hello and welcome to our service for October the 27th at Epiphany Church. Flowers in the Sanctuary today are to the glory of God, loving memory of Ron's family, Cameron, Jean, and Douglas Stewart, given by Jan, Ron, and family. We have 6 Canadian Church calendars available, $8 each. We have some draws. Remember, food cupboard, All Saints is November the 3rd. And we're having a calendar or planning meeting November 5th at 1 in the afternoon. Remembrance Day at our cenotaph, November the 11th at 10:30. We're going to be needing some cookies for our cookie draw. Sandra has mint smoothies. Our Christmas Star Bazaar is November the 16th. And I'll just let you read the rest of the announcements that are in our bulletin. Remember, if you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. And the opening of our worship, Eternal One, whose thoughts and ways are not ours. You alone are God, awesome, holy, and most high. School us in the ways of faith and wisdom that we, like Job, may learn to truly see and hear, and in humility find blessing. Amen. And our reading from Mark. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. When Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" the blind man said, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith made you well." Immediately regained his sight and followed him on the way. And now a sermon. Eugene was a wimpy prince, stunted in growth, ugly, sickly, pale, hunchback. Everyone in Louis's castle had written him off and ignored him. The young prince wandered around in the shadows of the French monarch's castle, going unnoticed among the nobles and royalty who attended the balls and ballets and parties. Eugene wanted to be a soldier, so he went and asked for a commission in his army. Louis wouldn't even look at him. That was one of the biggest mistakes the French king ever made. Eugene sneaked out of the palace dressed as a woman and stole away to Vienna, where the Turks were invading Europe. There he joined Austria's army. By the age of 20, he was a commander. He became a pain in the side of the French for years to come, and was eventually recognized by Napoleon as one of the greatest generals of all time. Now, what has this lowly prince got to do with blind Bartimaeus? Just this. You have to admire any person who refuses to accept the unfavorable circumstances. Like Eugene, Bartimaeus was disadvantaged. He was blind. He was a beggar. Blind Bartimaeus was destined to spend his life in rags, begging by the side of the road. He was truly among the disadvantaged. It's amazing to anyone who studies history how many great people start out with the odds against them. Someone says there was something buried in the soul by poverty, something mystic, something beautiful, something that helps nurture success. Mozart, for example, was so poor that he was unable to buy wood to heat the shabby room in which he lived. He sat with his hands wrapped in woolen socks to keep them warm while he composed the music that was to make him great. He died of consumption at age 35, his vitality lowered by constant hunger, cold, and a lack of proper nourishment. Just 6 people followed the cheap coffin of pine, and even they turned back because it started to rain. It's not unusual to find eventually great people among the disadvantaged. Bartimaeus was disadvantaged. Many great people have fallen into that category. Bartimaeus was probably not only disadvantaged, but also made to feel rejected. Even his name, Bartimaeus, simply means son of Timaeus. We don't even know Bartimaeus's given name. Religious people were probably small comfort to his feeling of rejection. As we know from reading the New Testament, there were many people in that time who felt a physical handicap was a punishment from God. In their ignorance and superstition, they felt someone surely sinned if a child was born with a handicap. It's amazing how many awful things people can say in the face of problems in the name of religion. How many hearts have been broken because someone's outrageous interpretation of adversity. Bartimaeus was disadvantaged, but look at something else. Bartimaeus was determined. Bartimaeus was sitting by the road, beside the road, going away from Jericho. Word came to him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Bartimaeus started crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many of the people in the crowd started to rebuke him and tell him not to make a scene, but he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and called to his disciples. He said, "Call him here." And they called Bartimaeus, saying, "Take heart, arise, he's calling you." Threw off his mantle and sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Master, let me receive my sight." Jesus said, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus wanted to see with his eyes, and he was willing to pay any price to achieve his goal. He was determined. What a difference determination makes in life. Thank God for the Bartimaeuses of this world who will not be denied by their circumstances. There was an interesting article in New York Daily News. According to the article, pro football player Marty Lyons of the New York Jets feels fortunate and blessed that his wife and son are alive. His wife, Kelly, is driving their son Rocky home after visiting his grandparents when their four-wheel drive pickup hit a dip in the road, swerved from side to side, and turned on its side, and then rolled over on the guardrail into a 20-foot ditch. Kelly had instinctively thrown her body across that of her son, which probably saved his life. In the process, though, her shoulder bones, her cheekbones, and her nose were broken. Rocky, the 5-year-old son, saw his mother could not help herself. Somehow, however, he was able to push her through the truck's rear window and help her up the embankment. Every time his mother would fall down and want to stop trying to climb up, the 5-year-old Rocky would say, "Mama, you got to remember the train." Rocky was referring to the train in the popular children's book, The Little Train That Could, which kept saying over and over, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." Thank God for the little Rockies of this world and the Mozarts of this world and the Bartimaeuses of this world who will not be defeated by their circumstances. Bartimaeus was disadvantaged. He was determined. And finally, he was discipled. Discipled is a verb we've made out of a noun. We talk about making disciples in the church. The shorthand version is to say that we disciple people. Bartimaeus was discipled. Listen to the last few words. Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith made you well." And immediately, Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Bartimaeus became a follower of Jesus Christ. How could he do anything else? All his life, Bartimaeus had been blind, and finally this man Jesus had set him free of his tremendous disadvantage. Not only did his healing represent victory over a physical problem, but his healing said to Bartimaeus, "You really matter. You're a person of worth. Jesus, God, cares about you." Amen. And now our hymn.
To be
And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate. Was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the world and the church. We pray for Barry, Linda, Debbie, Jamie, Jackie, Paul, Suzanne, and Peter. Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan. Mike, Scott, and Lisa. Roger, Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah, Jane, Linda, Jackie, and Cam, Janice, and Darren. Hear our prayers, God of power, and through the ministry of your Son, free us from the grip of the tomb, that we may desire you as the fullness of life and proclaim your saving deeds to all the world. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And now, a prayer based upon our scripture reading today. O Jesus Christ, teacher and healer, you heard the cry of the blind beggar when others would have silenced him. Teach us to be persistent in prayer and give us courage to ask plainly what we need from you, so we might respond in your name by the power of the Spirit through the ministry entrusted to us for the sake of the gospel. Amen. And now our blessing, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us in our parting blessing song.
Him and walk in his way. May his breath.